Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is Daf Lamed. Today's learning is going to be Leila Nishmas, Harry's father, Menachem Mendel ben Yitzhak. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So let's take in the Bam of Chav Tes and Beis. The mission begins. Hamachabes Haner, Bipnei Shu Misiari, Bipnei Nachor, Bipnei Listim, Bipnei Ruach Ra, Bipnei Achola, She Yishen Potter. So the Mishnah tells us if you need to extinguish the flame on Shabbos for the purpose of Goyim, you're concerned. Rashi explains here that the Persians made a decree that on the day of the holiday, anyone who lights a fire and doesn't celebrate the Avodah Zarah is Chai Misa. So it's for Pikuach Nefesh purposes, or Mipnei Listim, because you're scared of people are going to see you and come and attack people in the house, or Mipnei Ruach Ra, which is referring to some type of person is possessed by some spirit. There's actually an important Mishnah for mental health. The Mishnah here in the Parish Mishnayos and understanding different types of mental health and how you see you can violate Shabbos for the purposes of certain mental health. So just interesting Marmakum for that piece. And then, and Mipnei Acholach, the person who's physically ill, you're allowed to, in order to help him sleep, such a person is potter for doing so. So then the Gemara says further, the Mishnah says further, rather, a person puts out a flame, kechas al ner, because he wants to save the wick, or kechas al hashem, he wants to save some of the oil, or kechas al psila, he wants to save the wick. The ner is the holder, the kli, the psila is the wick. So you want to save one of the elements of the candle, all that is chayiv, because there's no purpose. You can't do a malacha to save money, to save food, you can only do it if there's a pukuach nefesh case. And the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Pota Bekul, and he thinks even the last case is when you extinguish it for the flame, for the oil, for the candle, that's allowed, chutz min apsil, except for saving for the wick, bipnei shuosa pechem. The understanding is that the only malacha shetzich legufa, there's malacha she'enot shetzich legufa. So malacha shetzich legufa, when you extinguish something for another purpose, that's only potter. You want to turn the flame out to save the oil. You want to put the flame out to save the candle. That's for another purpose. That's malacha shetzich legufa. That's potter. If you're doing it for the guf itself, you're putting out the flame to save the wick. That's called malacha shetzich legufa, to make a pechem, to make some type of wick or a coal to fight to light further. That would be considered malacha shetzich legufa, and then one would be chayv. So the Gemara is going to explain these different positions. So take a look on the very top of Daf Lamed. The Gemara now says, Mitikatani b'seifa, from the fact that the seifa tells us that chayiv, that one is chayiv in this case, that when you're doing locha shentucha lagufa, so the must be shmamina, it's Rabbi Yehuda, he must be the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in general that locha shentucha lagufa is chayiv, while Rabbi Shimon holds that locha shentucha lagufa is potter. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mitikatani seifa. Kechas al ner, not Rabbi Yossi, but the Tanakama, the safe of the Tanakama, when a person puts out the flame to save the wick, the oil, or the candle, you're chayiv, even though that's a mlacha she'etzuch legufa, it must be that the Tanakama holds that mlacha she'etzuch legufa is chayiv, like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara now wants to say, once we establish the safe of the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, so let's understand the ratio. The ratio whereby we said, you're potter for, putting out the fire for mipnei nachar, mipnei listim, mipnei rachra, all those, you're potter. So Gemara wants to understand that ratio, b'mayaskin sikna. What's the case of the ratio? If it's a situation where a person is dangerously ill, it's pikuach nefesh, then it's entirely mutter. It shouldn't say that you're potter if you did it. Potter sounds like, it bid the avid your potter. It should be mutter. One should be permitted entirely to put out the flame. If the person's ill, but he's not in danger, he's just not feeling well, he's uncomfortable, he's in bed, then one would be chayv chates mibarli. Not simply that you're potter, but for putting out the fire for the purpose of cholashem b'sakana, that's a melacha shentzuch legufa, and that would be chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why does it say potter? And so the Gemara says, Li'olam, really, b'cholashesh b'sakana. Really, we're talking about a case where a person is dangerously ill. U'bedinhu delisnei mutter. Really, it should say mutter in the Reisha. Because when it comes to cholashesh b'sakana, you're allowed to do anything you want. However, so why do they use the word potter? Since they use in the Sefer the word chayiv, tani nami reisha potter. They wanted to use the word potter. Potter and chayiv always go hand in hand. So they wanted to be consistent with the language, even though in reality, the reisha really meant to say potter. V'hada tani Rabbi Yoshaya, im b'shvil achole sheyishan lo yichpa. If he says that if a person is sick and wants to sleep, you shouldn't put out the fire. Vim kava pater val aser. So there, if you put it out, your pater val aser. Sounds like that by a chola, you can extinguish the flame, even a chola sheish b'sakana. So the Gemara says, "Hahi b'chola shem b'sakana Rabbi Shimon." That's when a person's ill and it's not a dangerously ill, but he does it anyways. So you're potter according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds a melacha sheyetzuch laguf as potter. But Rabbi Yehuda einachanami would say by a chola shem b'sakana, in fact, a person would be chayv. Very important, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that if a chol sheish bo sakana needs to sleep, the din is that you can put out the fire, you can turn out the light. The Be'er Lacha, this is actually my discussion for the old daf in practice today, the Be'er Lacha has a ha'ara there. He says, I don't understand. How come it says across the board that for any chol sheish bo sakana, Shulchan Aruch says, to let him sleep, you should put out the fire? The Be'er Lacha says, shouldn't it depend on whether he needs to sleep or doesn't need to sleep? Just because it's chol sheish bo sakana doesn't mean you can start doing malachas and start cooking things and turning out fires. It's only if he needs it, only if it's for refuah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that just turn out the fire, turn out the light so he could go to sleep. So the Be'er Lacha says it must be, it's agreed upon by everyone that sleep is essential for a chol sheish bo sakana. You don't have to even ask a shaila if the light's on, so you certainly turn the light off in order to have the chol sheish bo sakana go to sleep, because it's understood by everyone that sleep is essential for getting better. But then Be'er Lacha says, what about a chol sheein bo sakana? Can you turn out the fire for him so he could go to sleep? And there the Be'er Lacha says, you have to ask the doctor. If the doctor says that if he doesn't sleep well, it's going to make him again into a worse illness, he might turn into a chol sheyesh bo sakana. So then you can turn out the fire, you can turn out the light, so that he could sleep in order to avoid him from getting to a place of chol sheyesh bo sakana. Now the Mefarshim asks a question, why are we talking about turning out the fire, not turning out the fire? Why don't you just take him to another room? Wouldn't that be better to take him to another room and then avoid having to extinguish the fire? So the Rambam says, we're talking about a situation where you can't. Either moving him, it's too hard, he's too heavy, there is no other room to go to. It's only in a situation where you can't move him to another room. But Eina Hanami, if you could bring him to another room, that would certainly be preferable than having to put out the fire, according to most of the Rishonim. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Shol she'ela zu le'ela mi'reb tanchum dibinoi. So they asked the question, this she'ela was asked in front of Rabbi Tanchum, who came from a place called Noi. What's the din of l'chabos botzina denura, means the flame of the candle. What's the din of extinguishing the flame? Mekame bi'ish b'shabasa, before a person who's a chola sheyesh b'sakana. Can you extinguish it on Shabbos? So Pasach Vamar, he answered, Ant Shlomo, you Shlomo. So he starts talking to Shlomo Melech, and it's very strange he's talking to Shlomo Melech. This was many generations after Shlomo Melech. So the Ben Hoyavda explains, whenever you quoted an individual, a person, so the Yishalmi says, it's ki'ilu, that person standing in front of you. So Reb Tamchum, he's quoting Shlomo, he's mamish talking to Shlomo Melech as if he was alive. Reb Soloveitchik would speak this way as well, when he'd write about how he'd be learning, and he felt like the Rambam was coming alive, and he was talking with the Rambam, and learning with the Rambam. So says Rabbi Tanuchim, Ant Shlomo, you Shlomo, An Chachmasech, where's your Chachma? An Suchlasunusech, where's your understanding? Lo Dayacha Shedavarecha Sosin Divrei David Avicha. Is it not sufficient that your words are being so your father? Now before you go weiter, and now Rabbi Tanuchim is going in a long roundabout way, he hasn't answered the question about extinguishing the flame on Shabbos, he's going to go through a whole discussion in Agata, and at the end of Amud Beis, he's going to return to answer the question. So in this side point, he says, is it not sufficient that your words contradict your father, David HaMelech? But your words are contradicting your own words elsewhere. David Avicha Amar, your father, David HaMelech, said, La Mesem Yaluka, that the dead can't give praise to Hashem. And At Sha'amrat, you said, Shabeach Ani Yisa Mesem, Shekvar Mesu. And you, Shlomo HaMelech, are praising those who are dead. So you see, you're contradicting your father. Your father says the Mesem can't accomplish anything anymore. And you're praising those who have died. And then you yourself, Chazarta v'amarta, you retracted and you said, Ki lechele v'chai hu tov min ha'arya hames. The dog who's alive is greater than the lion who's dead. So there you're agreeing that the dead is worse than he who was alive. So is death good or death bad? What is it? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Had the kamar David la mesim yaluka, when David said that the dead could no longer give praise, hachi kamar, this is what he says. The yolam yasuk, a person should learn, he should do mitzvahs before he dies, because shekem and shemes, batal min haTorah min haMitzvahs, because when he dies, he can't perform mitzvahs, he can't learn Torah anymore. And there's no longer praise and enjoyment to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean in the pasuk? that the dead are free. It means they're free. Shekevin shemeis adam. Once a person dies, naase chavshi mina Torah umin hamitzos. He's free from performing Torah. He's free from performing mitzvahs. That's why there's a concept you can't wear tzitzis or do Torah mitzvahs in front of a mace, because it's loeg l'rush. You're making fun of the dead because they can't perform mitzvahs. So that's what David HaMelech said when he said the concept of la meisim yahaluka. And then udakamer Shlomo, when Shlomo said v'shabeach. I praise those who've died. What's Shlomo referring to? Where death is actually good. When we sinned in the Midbar with Chayt HaEgel. How many times we davened in front of you? Please, V'lo Nana, you didn't answer us. But when we said, when we said, remember the Avos, remember them. So Lo Yafe, right away we were answered. We were given Mechila. So, v'lo yafe Amar Shlomo v'shabeach ani es ha-meisim shekvar meisim. Is it not sufficient that I praise the dead? Because the only way we were granted mechila was because of the meisim, because of the avos. So that's when Shlomo HaMelech was praising the dead. Now, interesting question comes up. We just had mentioned the concept b'meisim chavshu, which means kevin shemeis adam nasa chavshu min ha-torah min ha-mitzvos. Asks Rav Yashar asks the question. I don't understand. Why do we need a pasuk to say that the meisim are potter from mitzvahs? B'mitzias, they can't perform mitzvahs. They can't do mitzvahs. They just can't. Well, why would that be a relevant factor? Why do you need a pasuk to prove the point? And even if you put tzitzis on them, are they going to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis? Certainly not. So why do you need a pasuk to tell us this? So the svasa. So the point the Rav Yashar points out. There's a Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Kuf Gimel that says when Rebbe had died. After Rebbe died, he came back every Erev Shabbos, until someone found out, and he had to stop coming back, but until someone found out, he would come back to his family every Friday night, and he'd say, Kiddush and Mimotzi, everyone. So based on this concept, which is a very hard idea to understand and comprehend, but still maybe one would think that a mace, if he comes back to life, he can taka keep mitzvahs. So we learn from the pasuk, no, the meisim chavshi, that they're even when they come back, they're not able to perform mitzvahs. Rav Yashar points out, let's say a person gives a tzava, that after his death he wants a lot of money to be given as tzedakah, so the din would be that not that he's fulfilling the mitzvah when he's dead, when he already wrote the tzava, when he already gave the commandment, when he was alive, that tzedakah should be given, at that point already he had fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's interesting din. So back inside the Gemara now, so we've been talking about these psukim, whether or not it's better to be dead or better to be alive. So the Gemara now gives another suggestion, another few suggestions, davar acher, alternatively, we could say, minhago shel olam, the way the world, this melech basav adam, goes exera, he makes a decree, a man makes a decree, safek mekaymen oso, safek ein mekaymen oso. It's doubtful, unclear, whether or not the Medina will keep to the decree or not. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Vim timta lomer, if you want to say mekaymen oso, that they do fulfill the din, the gzera, b'chayim mekaymen oso, only when the melech's alive. But b'mosa, when the melech dies, ein mekayim oso, they don't fulfill the Medina, the decree is no longer relevant. Now, ila Moshe Rabbeinu, gozer kama gzeros v'tikun kama takanos. He made many gzeros, he made many takanos. Of the takanos, Rashi points out, he made the takana that, we should learn shalom adarshin, b'nyana shayom. When it comes to the yantuf, we should learn about the Pesach on Pesach, and Tzukis on Tzukis, and Shuas on Shuas, and his Masake in Shloshim Yom Kod Mechag. So he made many takanas. And Kayamos Heim Li Olam Uli Oli Olamim. These were takanas and gzeres that lasted forever. V'lo Yofa Amar Shlomo V'shabeach Ani Es HaMesim V'gomer. So is it not right that Shlomo praised the dead? May the Koach of the Meis, the Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koach of the Avos, that their gzeres, their takanas were able to last eternally. Of course you have to praise the Meis. Davar Acher, the Gemara says, alternatively, V'shabeach Ani Kedirav Yehuda Merav, and Rav Yehuda Merav, what does it mean in the pasuk when David HaMelech said, Asei imi os letova, make for me a good sign, the yirasona v'yevoshu, and let my enemies see and let them be embarrassed. So what was this talking about? Amr David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, machol li al osu avin, please forgive me on the sin of Basheva. So Amr lo, he says, macholoch, you get a mechila. So Amr lo, David says back, Asei imi os. So do an oath. Give me a sign that I was forgiven. B'chayai, in my life. I'm alone. B'chayecha ani modi. I'm not going to let it be known to the world that you were forgiven while you're alive. But b'chayi Shlomo v'incha ani modi. But in the lifetime of your son Shlomo, then the world will know. This is a Gemara that appears a couple of places in Shas. Kishibana Shlomo as Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, b'kes l'hachnis aron l'beis kodshi kadashim. He wanted to bring the aron into the kodshi kadashim. Udavke Sha'arim, the goats, the gates remained closed, locked, they weren't opening up. Zebazed, they were clinging to each other. So Amar Shlomo, Esen V'Arba Rananos, he sang 24 songs, V'lo Nan, he wasn't answered. Pasach Lamar says, Su Shar Mashaychem, Hinasu Pischarulam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, allow the Kavod, the honor of the king to come in. Ruhatu Basi Lemivle, the gates wanted to swallow up Shlomo, because he was giving Kavod to himself, the Melech HaKavod, who do you think you are? So they started to, close in on him. Amru, the gate said, Mihuze Melech HaKavod, who's the Melech HaKavod? Who are you referring to? You think you're so great, Shlomo? Amar Lohu, Shlomo says back, Hashem Izuz V'Gibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great strength. So the Chazar, Amar, he said further, Su Shar Moshechem, open up your heads, open up the gates. Usu Pischei Olam, allow the world to come in. V'yavo Melech HaKavod, Mihuze Melech HaKavod, says Shlomo, Hashem Tzvakos Melech HaKavod Tzal, V'lo Na'ana, and yet still, even though he was giving honor to Melech HaKavod, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gates refused to open up. Kevin Shamar, then he says, Hashem Elokim, Al Tashay Pneim Shichecha, don't return the, for me, Zachi Lechazdei David Avdecha, do it for the sake of my father David. Miyad Nena, immediately the gates opened up. But also show that those moments where it was Bezuchus David, that the gates of the Kodesh Kodashim opened up, and there was allowance to let the Aaron enter in, Nepchu Pnei Kol Soni David, all the enemies of David HaMelech, they turned Kishula Kadera, turned like the bottom of a pot, which is black. And v'yadu kolam v'chol Yisrael, shemalcholo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also often it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had granted mechila to David HaMelech on that particular Avera with Bath Sheva. V'liyafa Amar Shlomo, and is it not good, v'shabeach hanis ha-meisim v'shekfar meisu, is it not good that I praise the dead, that we see b'zuchus David HaMelech is why the gates opened up. V'hainu d'chsev, that's what it means in the Pasuk when it comes to the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. The Bais Rishon, when Shlomo built the Bais Rishon, it says, v'yom ha-shmini shilach ha-sa'am, the eighth day he sent out the Am, Vayivarchu es hamelech, and they blessed the king. Vayelchu l'olayam smeichem v'tovi lev. They all went back to their homes, their tents, happy. Al kol ha'tova she'asa Hashem l'David avdo uli Yisrael amod. Everything that they did on behalf of Bezuchus David HaMelech. So what does this pasuk mean? So the Gemara darshins. Vayelchu l'olayam, they went back to the tents. What does that mean? What's the drasha there? Shematu nishosem betara, everyone's wife was in the state of tara. Smeichem, they were happy. Shenan miziv hashchina, they all had some hana. They all enjoyed some benefit from the ziv of the Shechina. The Tovi Lev means, Shinis Abru Nishosem Asha Kolechad V'Echad V'Yaldu Zachar. Each wife became pregnant and gave birth to a boy. Al Kol HaTova She'asa Hashem L'David Avdo, all that which was good to David. What does that mean? Shemachal Al Osavon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had granted Mechila to David. Uli Yisrael Amo Da'achalei Avon D'Biyom HaKippur. And they granted a Mechila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also Mochal, on the eating of Yom Kippur. That the Gemara in Moed Katan talks about, how that year of the celebration of the Chanukah's Bais Rishon, they ended up eating on Yom Kippur, and they were concerned they did the wrong thing. So from this pasuk, Yisrael Amo tells us that even though they ate on Yom Kippur, whatever the basis was for that, they were mochel, they were forgiven for that as well. So now the Gemara says, and that explains why a few different explanations why Shlomo Melech would praise the dead. So then the Gemara says, Udukamer Shlomo ki lechelav chayhu tov min ar hames, but now, the other pasuk that Shlomo says, better is the dog that's alive than the lion that's dead. What is that in reference to? So the Gemara has a fascinating story now. What does it mean in the pasuk when David HaMelech said, Hodieni Hashem kitzi umidas yamai mahi. Let my end be known, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let the measure of my days let me know. Eda macha da'ani. Let me know. Tell me what's going to be. When will I die? So the Gemara explains, Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam hodienu Hashem kiti, let my end be known. Amar lo, Hashem says, Gzeira hi milfana advar decree, she'ein modin kito shel basar adam. I never let a person know how long he's going to live. Umidas yomai mahi, at least let me know my midas yomai, what's the measure of my day? Gzeira hi milfana, he wanted to know which day of the week he's going to die. So, Gzeira hi milfana, she'ein modin midas yomai shel adam. I'm sorry, years versus days. So he's asking to let me know how long I'll live for. So then he says, Ve'eda machada ani, let me know which day of the week I'm going to die. Amalo b'Shabbos Thomas, you're going to die on Shabbos. Amos b'Echav b'Shabbos says, I want to die on a Sunday, please. Why? I want there to be a proper kvura. I want there to be a proper hesped. Shabbos, and everything's going to be rushed. Smote Shabbos, there's no proper hesped. Let me die on a Sunday, he asks. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kvar hagia malchus shalma bincha. It already has arrived the time of your son to take over. And I've got a cloud. Ve'ein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu k'melo k'ma. Don't let two different kingdoms overlap with each other, even a thread. So once it's his time Sunday, you can't live anymore. So almost Be'erev Shabbos, let me die on Friday. I'll take a day off my life just so I could have a proper eulogy. This way I could have a proper hesped, a proper everything. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says a powerful statement. He says, Amar lo, ki tov yom b'chatzerecha me'elef b'charti. What does that mean? One day is good than 1,000 what? So the Gemara explains, tov li yomecha v'shata yoshe v'osik b'torah. Good to me, greatest to me, one day that you learn, me'elef olos she'asad shlomo b'incha la'akriv l'fanai agabe mizbeach. One day of your learning, David HaMelech, is greater than 1,000 upon thousands of karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to ultimately bring. So I can't let you die a day early. I want you to learn. Now, there is a fascinating Gilyan Hashas, but Kvegers points out that Yushalmi Brachos, that the language of this conversation to David HaMelech was, Chaviv alai mishpat utztaka sha'ata osa yos mi karbanos. Better is the day that you give judgment and tzedakah more so than the karbanos. So what's the difference? How come the Gemara and Shabbos Bavli talks about the day of David HaMelech's learning, and the Yushalmi talks about the Maisim Tovim of David HaMelech? And this, I believe, is based on a general machlokis between the Bavli and Yushalmi, two different perspectives on Limud HaTorah. It's part of a larger discussion. I'll just say Rashi Prakam here, that the Bavli acknowledges Amelis B'Torah, Limud HaTorah, the actual Esek B'Torah, much more than the Yushalmi, which focuses much more on the Maskana, the Halacha, the Psak Halacha. And one of the proofs for this is that a Mishnah is called a Halacha in the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi focuses on a Halacha, the bottom line, what do you do? And a Mishnah in the Bavli is called a Mishnah because B'Shinantam is also to be sharp, the Amelis, the Esek. And one other proof for this concept is in the Bavli, we have Seder Kachim, but there is no Seder Kachim in the Yushalmi. And the reason why is because the very last daf of Menachos talks about Kola Omer Chatas, Gilu Hikrif Chatas. If you could learn about a Chatas, the Bavli says that's like you're bringing a Chatas, because Limud HaTorah itself has incredible impacts. But the Yushalmi was very halach lemaisa, b'metzias. There's no karbanos. By learning, it's not like bringing the karbanos. Either you bring karbanos or you don't bring karbanos. And since there's no Beis HaMikdash, there is little point in learning kachim. That's why there's no Seder kachim in the Yushalmi. That's in a nutshell. So here as well. So the Bavli says, one day of your learning, because the amelis and asik b'learning is so important, but according to the Yushalmi, it's based on the maisim tovim, the actual actions that are being performed by David HaMelech. Either way, back to the story in the Gemara, going now on to Amud Beis. So still, as David HaMelech is negotiating the day of his death, he loses the debate, and he has to die on a Shabbos. So Gemara now talks about the last day of David HaMelech's life. It says, Kol Yom HaDeShabbos, every single day of Shabbos, what would happen? He knew this, he's going to die on Shabbos. He wasn't sure which Shabbos he's going to die. Have a Yosef Agaris Kol Yom. He would learn all day long, but Malach HaMavis can't interrupt. You know, we have that guy who always comes around shul asking for tzedakah. He says, the Malach HaMavis can't interrupt you from learning, but I can interrupt you for learning. So he, you know, oftentimes asks for tzedakah. So although people can interrupt you from learning, the Malach HaMavis cannot. So David HaMelech would make sure to learn all Shabbos to avoid the Malach HaMavis. Hahu Yoma Debay Leminech Nafshi, the day that it was destined for him to die, what happened was, Ka Malach HaMavis Kameh, the Malach HaMavis was standing right in front of David HaMelech. Well, Yachaleh, he wasn't able to find the moment. David HaMelech was just learning and learning and learning. He was protected. To Lahava Maposik Pume Migirsi, he wouldn't stop learning. So Amar Maya Avrleh, the Malach HaMavis says, I've got a mission. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me a mission. What can I do? How do I get David to stop? Havale Bustana Achare Beisa, there's a certain orchard behind the house of David, behind his palace. Asa Malach HaMavis, the Malach HaMavis came into the Pardes. And Salik Ubachish Bilane, he entered into a tree. It started to shake it. It started to make some noise, a strange noise. And Nafik L'michsei, and David went to check on it to see what that strange rustling was. Havasalik Bidarga, and he was climbing up the ladder, and Ipchas Darga Matusei, and the ladder cracked, and Ishtik, and he stopped learning. He was learning even when he was going to check. He was still learning along the way. And he's climbing up the ladder learning, and he fell, and the ladder snapped. He stopped learning. But Nachnafshe Malach HaMavis had his opportunity to pounce and stole the neshama of David HaMelech. So what happened was, Shalach Shlomo Lebei Medjasha. So now David HaMelech was lying there dying. He was dead in the orchard. And Shlomo Melech wasn't sure whether you could move the body or not move the body. You certainly couldn't bury the body. But the body's muksa. So he sent to the Beis Medrash, Abba Meis, my father died. Umuto Bachama, it's hot outside. And he's lying in the sun. So what should you do? Uklovim shall Beis Abba Re'evim. The dogs are starving. They're hungry. And they see a dead body, a human being. They're going to attack it. Ma'esa, what should I do? Shaluchullah, he sent to him, Mechatoch Nevela, Katzim Nevela. The Hanach Lefnei Klovim, place the nevela in front of the dogs. You could feed the dogs. We spoke about feeding animals on Shabbos a couple weeks ago. The concept of feeding animals that you own, you certainly should feed. But even if you don't own them, when it comes to dogs, you can't feed ownerless animals. You can't feed birds on the outside. But dogs was one exception that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very lenient and compassionate to serve dogs. We had a couple of reasons how we knew he was so compassionate, because the fact that the pasuk says you should throw the dogs nevela because they were acquired when we were leaving Mitzrayim, and so too you could feed dogs even if you don't own them. So he says, cut some nevela and feed it to the dogs. They'll be happy. You'll keep them off. And place a child or a piece of bread on top of your father, and then you could carry the body because you're carrying the body for the tinok. You're carrying the body for the kikar, and memela the body is coming along with it. This is the eitzah how to carry the mace. So now the Gemara says this is the response. V'lo yafel amar Shlomo. So now based on this, is it not good what Shlomo had said? Ki lekelav chai who told me to ari hamace. That the dogs, that you're allowed to, the dogs here, that the purpose of the dogs are able to move nevela without a shinoi, but an animal, a lion that's dead, Davar HaMelech is dead, you can't. So for the benefit of the dogs who are alive, you could cut nevela, you could serve them nevela, you could violate muksa to feed them. But for the purpose of Aryeh Meis, which is referring to Davar HaMelech who is dead, you couldn't move him unless you had this Eitzah Tova, Ayde Shinoi, with a kikar and the tinek. And that was his reference of Ki Lechelav Chai, who told ben Aryeh HaMeis. Rav Yashar asks an interesting question here. How come when it came to David HaMelech, you needed to put the kikar or the tinuk on top of him? Wasn't David HaMelech wearing clothing? He was wearing Bigdei Malchus. Bigdei Malchus is very chashiv. So very chashiv clothing. So shouldn't you be able to lift up David HaMelech because of the clothing themselves? Why do you have to have a separate kikar, a separate tinuk on top? So Rav Yashar points out that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us when it comes to Bigdei Malchus, you have to burn it when it's finished. You're not allowed to have another Melech wear. And therefore, since he's dead and no longer had any use, it lost its hashivas of begadim, and only through putting a kikar, putting a tinuk on top of it, would one be allowed to, in fact, carry the body. So now we're going back, reverting back to the initial question we started the whole conversation with. What was the din? Are you allowed to extinguish a flame in front of a chalish yesh bo sakana? And so Gemara says, u'le'inin she'ela, and that which you asked me initially, the sha'al in the kadamaychan, the first question, ner kuya ner. A fire is called a fire. The nishmasa shel adam kriya ner, and the neshama of a person is also called a ner. So mutav ticha b'ner shebasar v'dam b'pnei ner shel kadosh baruch hu. So it's better to extinguish a candle of man, the candle meaning a real fire that man made, than to extinguish the candle of a kadosh baruch hu and neshama. In other words, put out the candle, man made candle, put out the man made fire. And preserve the flame of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and preserve the flame of the Neshama. So we see from here that Pikuach Nefesh is able to override Hilchos Shabbos. So look at Rashi, very, very interesting Rashi. Rashi, the first narrow line down on Daf Lamed Mabez here, Rashi says, Mutav Techaben Nero, Lav Mehachayal of Chil Shabbos. This is not the source of Chil Shabbos, the Pikuach Nefesh Nafkalam, Mivachai Behem, Veloshimos Behem. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that Chaybem, you have to live by the mitzvah, not die by the mitzvah. So this is not the source of Ner Adam. That's not the source. So what's he doing by giving a different drasha than the Gemara says? The Gemara says the drasha of Pikuach Nefesh's Docha Shabbos is Chaybem. So why is the Rabbi Tanchum saying Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam? So Rashi says something fascinating. Ela lahatimam hadavar ba'agada. To give him a nice, nice little flavor and taste in Agadata, Hamushechas es halei that draws a person's heart. People would come to you at the drasha. They were women. They were people who were not that learned. Sometimes you have to add certain things, whether it's stories, whether it's nice gematrias, whether it's just interesting ideas. This has to be added to give flavor to a drasha and halacha. If you give just a straight halacha that's very dry, if it's not a guy sitting in kolel, the hamunam might not appreciate so much, and therefore you have to add a lot more, and then eventually come back to the answer. So we learn an interesting style here. You start off with an interesting question. You leave the question in the back burner. You go through a whole long discussion and come back at the end and answer the question, and you've excited everyone, you've inspired everyone, and you gave someone some psak halacha in the end of the day. Just a fascinating point in how to give drashas, how to give shiurim. So the Gemara says further now, Amar of Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Bikshu Chacham Lignos Sefer Kohelis. The Chacham wanted to hide Sefer Kohelis, put it in Geniza as well. And Mipnesha Dvar Sosin said that because within Kohelis, there are contradictory psukim. Umibnei Malo Gunzu, why did they not put it in Geniza? Why did they not hide it? Mipnesha Tchilasa Divrei Torah, V'sofer Divrei Torah. Because the beginning talks about the greatness of Limud HaTorah, and the end also speaks about the greatness of Limud HaTorah. How do we see the beginning is the Divrei Torah? What good is all the amelos that put a person puts in into work, into the land, into whatever he's putting into? What good is all that in amelos? Only that which is below the sun, who ain't low. There's no value in putting a melus into that which is below the sun. But the diuk is that which is kodem Hashemesh, that which pre-existed the sun, mainly the Torah. The Torah pre-existed the world. Yeshlo, that is a concept. That's a value in the amelus. So for Divrei Torah, how do we say the end of Qualis' Divrei Torah? Dechsiv, Sof Devar, Kol Nishma, the end, everything's heard. Es Elokim Yirei, what we should learn is to learn to fear Hashem, and that's all that matters. Ves Mitzvos of Shamor, and preserve His Mitzvos, Kizek Kol Adam, that's the essence of man. So what does it mean, my Kizek Kol Adam, that's the essence of man? Amar Rebbe, Rebbe, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh, that the entire world was created simply for one thing, to fear Hashem, to serve Hashem, and to learn His Torah. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Amar Shakul Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulo, that this is worth everything in the world. Learning Torah, keeping mitzvahs is worth everything else in the world. And Shimon ben Azay Omer, Amila Shimon ben Zomei Omer, Lo Nivre Kol Olam Kulo Ela Tzavos Lezeh, the only purpose is simply to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yir Shemayim. So a few different approaches, but in the end of the day, Yir Shemayim, Shmiras Mitzvos, and Limna Torah is the essence of man. So since Koelas begins with the value of Limna Torah, and ends with the value of Limna Torah, that's why they wanted to keep Koelas as part of the 24 books of Tanakh. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now that's very nice. The beginning and end are very good. But what about the stiras? My Dvar Shesosun Zedzeh. What are the contradictory words and psukim in Koheles? So Ksivit says in one pasuk, Tov Kas Mischok, anger is better than laughter. Schok is a terrible thing. Yet it says, Ksivit Lischok Amarti Mehola, that I praise the schok. Laughter, happiness is a good thing. So is it good or is it bad? Ksiv further to Vishibachti Anias HaSimcha, I praise happiness. Uksiv Ulasimcha Mazeh also, what good is happiness? So should he be laughing or should he not be laughing? Should he be happy or should he not be happy? So these are the contradictory terms, psukim, in Koelas. So how do you reconcile this? Lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Tov kas mischok, when do we say anger is greater than laughter? Tov kas shekoyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tzadikim ba'olam hazeh. Good is the anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows to tzadikim in this world, and mischok shemesachik HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-risham be'olam hazeh, more so than the laughter and the good he does for Sham in this world. Meaning it's good when a tzaddik goes through certain pains, it's a way of cleansing him to have a better olam haba. That's when we praise kas over schok. When we praise schok, uleschok amarti mehole, when do we praise the schok? Zeh schok shemesachik HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadikim be'olam hazeh. That's referring to the schok of olam haba, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays, and they have whatever that simcha and oneg is, that's the simcha that was praised in Koheles by Shlomo. Shibachte anis ha-simcha, then when Shlomo praised the simcha, zu simcha shemitzvah, that's when a person performs a mitzvah that's full of simcha, such as simchas chasam v'kala, Rashi explains. And when it says, simcha maze osa, what good is simcha maze osa, zu simcha she'en shemitzvah, that's a simcha that's worthless. L'amercha to teach you, shein shechina shower, that shechina doesn't rest, lo mitoch atzus, not through sadness, lo mitoch atzlus, not through laziness, lo mitoch sok, not through laughter, lo mitoch kaos rosh, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch dvar metelim, lo mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. The only way the shechina is going to be shower, that it's going to rest on man, is only through simcha of a mitzvah in particular. But stam simcha, a guy just playing games, that's not going to result in the shechina being shower alav. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk by Elisha, v'ata kichuli minagin, take for me a harp, an instrument, v'imanagin, v'kimanagin, t'il av yad Hashem, and this joy of singing, and the simcha shel mitzvah, that's going to bring about the shechina being shower in a person. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein l'dvar alacha, so too. Just like a person wants to learn a dvar, wants to have the shechina shor alav, he needs to have a simcha. So too, when it comes to dvar halacha, if you want to be zocha to learn, you should start with simcha, start with happiness. And Amar Rava, Rava says, v'chein l'chalm tov, if you want a good dream, you should make sure to go to sleep, mitoch simcha. So simcha leads to shechina shor alav, simcha leads to dvar halacha, that's clear, and simcha leads to a chalm tov. Aini, is that really true? Is it really true that a person should always begin his dvar lacha with a davar shel simcha, an idea of a simcha? V'hamar of Gidal Marav kol tamen chacham sheyoshiv lefnei rabba. Any tamen chacham who sits in front of his rebbe, ve'ein sivsos of notus mar, and his lips aren't bitter from fear, tichavene, he's going to get singed and burned. He has to sit with such kovod rosh, with such humility, with such fear in front of his rebbe. Shenemar, it says in Shiashirim, sivsos of shoshan menotvos moreover. that the sifsofsos are shoshanim, and their notes, what's more, what does that mean? Moreover, atakei moreover, ella marover. They should be bitter. His lips should be bitter. He should be bitter. He should be in fear sitting in front of his rabbi. And v'altakei shoshanim, don't call shoshanim, meaning roses, ella shoshonim, that his teeth are like almost trembling, that he's scared. So you shouldn't be sitting in front of your rabbi b'simcha dvar lacha. You should be sitting b'eima, b'yira. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction here as well. Ha b'rabba, ha b'tamah, depends. From the rabbi's perspective and the rabbi who's teaching, he should be misimcha. From the recipient, from the Talmud, he should be sitting be'emen be'yira. Ibai's aim alternatively, hav haver be'rabba. They're both from the perspective of the Rebbe. But halo kasha, there is still no contradiction. Ha be'mekame de'liftach, one before he begins his speaking, v'ha de'l'basra de'pasach, one's after he begins speaking. What does that mean? Ki ha de'rab, rabba would have a practice, mekame de'pasach l'an rabbanim. Before he teaches Talmidim, amar milso de'bidechusa, he would first make a joke. He'd say, d'var simcha, that's how to get everything started. U'balach rabbanim, rabbis would laugh, they'd be happy, and then he'd go in for the kill, l'sof yosef be'masu b'pasach b'shmai. So then he'd stand there with fear and aima and passion. So that's how he would have his shir. So we saw above, interesting shir, by you bring a gat in, bring that which Moshe Chalev, and also the concept of the beginning your shir with Davar Simcha, a joke, but then going into a place of Ema and Yir. So now that's regarding Kohelos. The Gemara says, what about Mishle? Vav Sefer Mishle Bikshu L'Gnoz. They also wanted to put Mishle in the Gnizah, and not included as part of the 24 books of Tanakh, Shayu Dvarv, Sosun Zedzeh. This too had some contradictory psukim. Mipnei Ma Lo Gunzu. Why didn't they hide it? Amru, they said, Sefer Kohelos, Lav Aininen Vishkachin Taima. We looked into, we investigated, we researched Kohelos, and we found answers. Hachan Amri La Aininen. There must be some answers for Mishle as well. So let's leave it in there, and we'll figure out some of the answers. Umay Dvarv Sosun Zedzeh. What are the contradictory psukim? It says, Mishle Ksiv Al Tan Ksil Kivlaso, don't respond to an idiot, to a person who's a shote. Uksiv, yet another pasuk says, Anik Ksil Kivlaso, you should respond in kind. So do you respond to a shote or do you not respond to a shote? So Lakasha, Habba Dire Torah, Habba Mila D'Alma. Depends what he's talking about. If the topic of conversation is Torah, then you must respond. You have to make it clear that by your silence, if you silence from the Torah, then maybe you're agreeing to him. So you have to make it clear that you don't agree to him, and that you must respond to such a person. But it comes to Mila D'Alma, nonsense in the world, so then you could just ignore it and don't respond. That's what it's referring to. Once a person came to Rebbe, Amrle, he says to Rebbe, Ishcha Ishi, your wife is my wife. Meaning, I was a mezana with your wife. Ubanecha Banai, your children are my children. So Amrle, he says, Retoncha Shetisha Kosher Yain. Let's have a cup of wine together. Shasa Upaka. So the guy drank the wine with Rebbe, and he died. So that was a situation where he did not respond. He didn't answer back. And that's what you should, don't respond to Shota when he says Shtus. A person came in front of Rebbe Chia, Amrle, Imcha Ishti, your mother is my wife, and Atabani, and you, Rebbe Chia, are my child. Amrle, he says, V'toncha Shetisha Kosher Yain, let's have a glass of wine together. Shasa Upaka, he drank it and he blew up, he died. So these, again, are instances where you don't respond to him. Amr Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia says, Ahan Yilei Tzlusa the Rebbe, so powerful was the davening of Rebbe, the Lola L'Shavi B'nei B'mam Zera, that he was effective, that my children his children wouldn't be Mam Zera. What does that mean? So he would say, the Rebbe Kiyava Matzli Amr, when he would daven, he would say, He Ratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetatzilenu Hayom Me'azi Panim Me'azis Panim. I should be saved from my own Azis Panim and for other people Azis Panim as well. What that means is, Azis Panim, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Azis Panim is an indicator that the person's a mamzer. Mamzerim have a certain Azis Panim to them. So a person's got Azis Panim, we say, oh, that guy must be a mamzer. He davened every single day that his children shouldn't have such a midah, so no one should be choshesh that they are mamzerim. Interesting. So then the Gemara says, B'divrei Torah Mahi. What's an example that you should respond to a person, a shote, in the world of Divrei Torah? Once Rabbi Gamliel was giving a shir, Asida Isha, he said, in the future, in the times of Mashiach, a woman is going to shetelet b'chol yom. She's going to give birth every single day. Shenemar tis in Yirmiyahu, Hara v'yoledes yachtav. Hara is conception, v'yoledes is to give birth, yachtav. That's going to happen the same day. There's not going to be a 9-month period of waiting anymore. That's what he was mechadesh Rabbi Gamliel. Liglev alav osa Talmud, a certain Talmud was making fun. Amar, we have a pasuk in Kohelis that says, "Ein kol chadash tachas Hashem." There's nothing new below the sun. So suddenly things are going to change. We learned that everything in Yiras Mashiach are going to be the same exactly the way things are now. So now there's going to be a new thing that a human being, a creature, is going to give birth the day it conceives. It can't be true. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Gamliel says, "Bo aracha dugmasan ba'olam haza." I'll show you an example of this reality in this world. Nafak achvi lay tarnagol. He says, he sees tarnagols. It could get, lay eggs every single day. Every single day could it lay eggs. So to l'asulavo, a woman is going to be able to give birth every single day. Next, it says, Vesu Yosef, he was giving another drasha, Rebbe Gamliel, the Kadarish, he was darshaning, Asidim, Ilanos in the future. Trees, Shemotin, Peros, Bechol Yom. Every single day, new fruit are going to grow. Shenemar, it says, Venosa, Anaf, Vasapri. It's going to have a new fruit. So Ma, Anaf, Bechol Yom, just like a branch is there every single day. Afpri, Bechol Yom, there's going to be a fruit that's there every single day. If a person takes it, the next day, there's going to be another apple on the tree. Ligla v'alav osa Talmud, he again challenged Rebbe Gamliel, Amar, v'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk in Kohelet tell us, ein kol chadash tachas Hashem, there's nothing new beneath the sun. Amar lo, bo v'aracha dugmasan v'olam hazad, let me show you an example in this world. Nafik achve le tzlaf, he showed him the tzlaf tree, and in the tzlaf tree we have many different fruits that grow, different types of fruits, and they continue to grow, and the process, and they're very speedy in terms of its recovery rate, and therefore don't be so shocked that just like the tzlaf tree has an example, lost level, there's going to be some other changes in other trees as well, will produce fruit every single day. And finally the Gemara says, V'su Yosef Reb Gamliel V'kodarish Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetotzi Gluskos Ukli Melas. In the future, Eretz Yisrael is going to produce from the ground, they're going to have loaves of bread, and there's also going to be clothing that are going to come from the ground as well, that are clean and ready to wear. So Shinamar, it says, Yehi Pisas Bar Bar, it's going to be Pisas Bar. There's going to be Pisas is the lashon of a hand, and Bar is the lashon of a tua. We're going to have things that you could wear straight from the ground. So Liglev Halav Osa Talmud, again, the same challenge, he had the same pasuk, Omer, Ein Kochad HaShachas HaShemesh, nothing new is going to be beneath the sun. Amalav Reb Gamliel says, Bo Varecha Dugmasin Bom Haz. Let me show you an example in this world that these do exist in a limited fashion, but they exist. Nothing Achvele Kimin Pitches. He showed mushrooms. Mushrooms able to grow the next day, ready to be eaten. Like they're little circles, like a little ray made. Somewhat they look like little loaves of bread. So don't be so surprised if those mushrooms will start having some, you know, wheat in them and some bread-like features. The Akle Vakli Melis, in terms of clothing, Navar Barkur, this, you know, the... Apparently the inside, I think it's referring to an English article in front of me, or any article in front of me, but I think it's referring to the hearts of palm tree that they have between the bark. There's some type of wool that's something you could wear, but just like that exists in that, you'll see more of this more available, la'asid lavo. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.